Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
This happens to be one of them, if you keep a track on your Wednesday with Wit calendar. By the way, I'm John. If you can't tell, I'm not Wit. She is. She's Whitney Reynolds. That's right. What's going on, girlfriend? You taking your kids to school yet? Come on.
Oh, my goodness. It is called schedule.com time. And, you know, for a type A personality, I'm really digging getting back into it all.
It's got to be different. Or maybe not. I don't know. You're so busy all the time anyway. Can you really tell the difference?
No, it's so interesting because I used to take hiatus because talk show hosts before me have typically done that. They do seasons and then they do hiatus. And I realized hiatus didn't really work well for our model, especially when you only do so many shows a year and celebrities and people are coming through Chicago at different times. And so I did my own little agenda of what all this would look like, because I've always done things my own way, or I've marched my own path or whatever. And with that, it's one of those things of intermittent hiatus. You know, a lot of people do intermittent, they do fasting. I do intermittent hiatus. It worked really well for me two summers ago. And this summer it worked really well too. I think it's just wrapping my head around the national side of things. And then how it all works when you're in Chicago and you decide to call Chicago your home base
right.
when people are coming through. And so it's been really great. I'm so happy to get the kids back. We are Chicago Public Schools. I mean, we love it. As soon as those teachers go back, I said, check the kids' backpacks, little gifts for you guys. So it
you know
has
what?
Been.
I got to interrupt you. I got to give you props for sending the kids to Chicago Public Schools. When I came to Chicago, long before you were born. Okay, they had motorized vehicles, okay, but it was still long before you were born. And my kids were really young, okay? I'm talking kindergarten, maybe, possibly. And I'm in the city, and I'm living downtown, and we're in a high rise, and I do this thing with the radio station I was working with where I would visit all these public schools, and I came here from Philadelphia. And so I'm booking all these appearances at these schools and I go out there and they're horrible. I mean, they've got it seemed like every school was like had boards in the window instead of glass. And I'm like, I can't send my kids here. So I didn't.
Yeah.
But that was then. Okay. Now, absolutely. But then it was like, I mean, it was in a bad state back then, but not
anymore. It's really interesting because I grew up in a small town in Oklahoma. I'm still best friends with my little kindergarten group. And I was a public school kid. And so when I grew up to this television national show, I thought, how do I keep my kids grounded? And part of it was church. And then my husband and I talked about also Chicago Public Schools. But it was one of those things that if it was ever going to like hinder them from more, then we weren't going to do it or wear the badge to do it. But what we learned is, you know, there are so many great public schools in the system. And so it's been amazing for me. If you follow me on social though, I do blur out where they go because I do get
good
really about safety. So we're never where, but we love Chicago Public Schools right now. It's great for our family. And I love it because our school pulls in kids from all different neighborhoods. And so it's really beautiful because they are really getting to know all walks of life, which I think is one of the most beautiful gifts we can give our kids. And like to what you were saying too, of how far our city has come.
Exactly. I'm talking about 1972 and Chicago Public Schools are miles and miles, thank God, away from that. I never thought I'd send my kids to a private school. I always went to public schools. What are you talking about? But it just sort of blew my mind when I came to town. But it all worked out, and now it's good. And your kids love it. The school system's great. You know, it's all going up.
It's great. And you know what I love is that we can live in a major city, and people always assume that it's this big big thing where it's not safe or whatever they see on the news.
Come on. Yeah.
I walk my kids to school every day, and it's cute because we know our neighbors, and some of our neighbors are going to other public schools in the neighborhood. So I just think, you know, the misconception of what people see versus what we're doing is out there. But, you know, this week has just been beautiful because I love the schedule. The family dynamics are getting all in order. We have, you know, rewards going, the whole thing. And I have to tell you, it was funny because this last week of summer, I decided to really spoil the kids with their last week of summer. And there is this thing going on. It's at the theater, the Water Tower Theater, Dungeons and Dragons, John. Have you heard of the game D&D?
Yes, I have. I have not participated in it, but I have heard of the game D&D, and I've also heard some other parts of never mind. Yes, I have heard of Dungeons and Dragons. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Dungeons and Dragons. So, the play is in town and I took my son last week, and it was so funny because I guess has played like a light game of this on the playground from time to time. Mm-hmm. And I took him, and I tell you, Chicago went all out. Everybody was dressed up to the nines. I said, Atcher, where are we? He goes, oh, Mom, D&D, we are here. And so it was really cool. It was one of these events that, and I always say this whenever I'm on the radio, but like Chicago has so much to offer whenever it comes to like things you can do downtown. So last week of summer, we outdid ourselves. We went to D&D, but now we're back in everything, and it's so nice.
Yes. And we're going to do more with Whitney because it's Wednesday with Whit here at 720 WGN. And she comes! The audience is ready. 720 WGN. We're back Wednesdays with Whitney Reynolds, who, of course, is the proprietor and host and the energy behind the Whitney Reynolds Show. And you're getting ready, aren't you? CineStage?
Oh,
soon?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. It's all happening. You know, when I dropped the little kiddos off at school this week, I was like, the fall is here. Now, we still have a few more weeks before the Whitney Reynolds Show hits our fall season, but I am so excited to be back in studio. Like I mentioned, this intermittent hiatus, we taped all summer, depending on the story, and we are ready to rock and roll. You know, this season, we are taping with a live audience, John.
Yes.
I know. Absolutely. And I love the energy of it. What I love is bringing these hope-filled topics not only to our viewers, because if our goal is to be the strongest voice of hope when it comes to television, it doesn't just stop with when we air. It continues. It continues with the live audience. It continues with the streaming. It continues with what I'm calling early leaks of things. And so we are taping at CineCity. We have these new video boards, which are debuting in October on our new season. These video boards, it's funny though, because when you watch a lot of national shows, they're used to working with these video boards. And you can see me learning how to drive the car this season. It's kind of funny. I'm watching it in post. I'm like, okay, you could have looked a little more natural, Whitney. But it is dead serious. But with that, no, it's all coming in October. And we have so many different topics. I would love to break down a few of them.
Please do.
Our season premiere is 10/13. We're still on Lakeshore PBS. You can find us also on WTTW. We are on the World Channel. So we hit the nation at the same time on Saturdays and Monday. We try to debut always first in our home market. So coming up, we have the topics of lives reimagined. And being a national show, we scout so many topics from the area, but we also go everywhere. And so you'll see me in Dallas this season with Bonton Farms. I don't know if some of your listeners know DOC. He was a rapper from back in the day. He's still doing incredible things, but he's on there and he has this just profound, this voice that when you hear him, you're like, okay, you got to pay attention. And he's on there. We also have the Courage chapters. I watched Kristen Dahlgren for years on NBC Nightly News. As you know, you might not know, our kid's goddad is a local NBC anchor here. And yes. So I've always been like loyal. I love, of course, News Nation, but I also love Nightly News as well. And with that, Kristen Dahlgren left her job at Nightly News to go discover and share more on cancer vaccines. Now, I'll tell you what, when you get diagnosed with cancer, Those words are crushing. I've had interviews so many people over the years. They're like, when I heard that news. Now, I'll tell you what. Kristen not only heard that news, but there's also now another word that she is helping people know about when it comes to cancer. Cancer vaccines. I'm telling you, it is mind-blowing, John. I sat there the whole time, had to do two takes, which I love to do one, which with the audience this season, we'll be doing one. But cancer vaccines are really interesting. So she is running the Cancer Vaccine Coalition. And that interview is just one that I would say not only watch live, but also set your DVR because it's really groundbreaking things they are doing. And then we bring in her first million plus donor that is local to Chicago that believes in what they're doing. And they went to school together back in the day, which is crazy. So all that is coming up. We have fresh starts. This is the crazy thing about today and what I love about being live radio with you, because Fresh Starts was taped a few months ago.
Yeah.
We had Toby Dorr smuggled her lover out of prison in a dog crate. I know there's a lot to unpack with that, and we don't have near enough time. Yeah, you gotta watch the show. But this is her second time back because there was more to her story that we uncovered. But today I get to my studio because we're back full throttle mode. Kids back. And I have literally a letter because we're training our new team. We're like, go show them the mail room. I told my associate, I said, bring up an email. And she did. And it said to Whitney, now it was dated 2024. And it was from a correctional facility. So when you get mail like this, you're like, wait a second. So this came from Virginia. I get it today. I open it up because we're going to start doing TikTok, people. I don't TikTok, but I'm going to start doing only behind the scenes on TikTok. And by gum, if we didn't film our first one today from this correctional facility letter that came from someone that was inspired from my Toby Dorr interview that wanted us to learn more about our story. And that's what I love. And in case the listeners don't know Wednesdays with Whitney, or they don't know the Whitney Reynolds Show, I'm just going to go back to our mission for a second.
Sure.
It's all about being the strongest voice of hope for stories, being that safe space, however people digest it. And, you know, even on the radio, like people digest it this way, is being that safe space for stories. But when I got this letter today, I thought, oh my goodness, I wish I had time to do more of an update behind Toby Dorr's story, because this letter came in literally today. So you'll see it on our TikTok very soon.
Wow.
I know. It was really wild.
You know, I really like it when you say by gum.
That's the Oklahoma in me.
I knew it. I was going to go, you know, she's from Oklahoma. That's why she still says by gum. By gum.
There's a few other. It's really funny because there's a few other things that come out at different times. My kids are like, Mom, that makes no sense. Like, sorry, kiddos. Yeah. That's Oklahoma for you.
Yeah, that's good. No, that's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah. So, and we continue the season with Collective Impact. We have Juliana Stratton. And I always say this, I don't talk politics. We will never talk politics. But sometimes people that are in politics have powerful stories. And she is one of those. She's our current lieutenant governor. And she found her voice and really stepped into her power by seeing a gap. And I have to say, no matter what we do, all of our listeners all know their superpower, or maybe they don't, but when you know you can fill a gap in some way, that is your superpower. And people should step into that.
Absolutely. So I'm looking down here. I said, well, Whitney's got to be doing some sort of events, because I mean, she has to be, because that's just part of the deal. And I see you've got two coming up, right? One at the Drake.
Yes. You know, and one that's not on my list that's coming up. I'm actually hitting the runway very soon with the Lighthouse for the Blind. I'll have that up on my Instagram. That story is also, we tell Tim Paul's story on our show, but the Lighthouse for the Blind is doing incredible things for our community in so many ways. They're opening buildings. They're putting people to work. They are literally being the bridge for people that have visual impairments. And so I am hitting the runway for them. Like I said, in case people don't know, I'm 5'1". I'm not a model. So I'm not like running like some runway normal show. This is like Whitney loving the Lighthouse for the Blind. So that will be up on my Instagram. We also have the Radiate Gala at the Drake on 9/27. That's for the Salt and Light Coalition. Incredible Dr. Olson is really dedicated to ending sex trafficking. And again, like being the bridge for people, she's doing just that. People that have encountered sex trafficking, they are able to learn the skills they need to not only get out, but be successful back in our world. And then we have the Sparkle of Hope, back-to-back things that weekend. The weekend of 9/27 is really busy, guys, because Sparkle of Hope's 9/28. I am emceeing that, and I would love to see people there.
Well, where is the Sparkle of Hope? Where is the location? Where is it happening?
It's at the Butterfield Country Club in Hinsdale. It's with Together at Peace. Together at Peace is this, I always say again, like I just said, if people see a gap, fill it. And one of my dear friends saw this weird, where people weren't talking about hopeful bereavement. It was like, when you experience grief, it's sad, it's hard, maybe go see a therapist. And she created this nonprofit that is a community for people that are going through grief together.
Well, keep it up, Whitney. It's always great. It's always great to hear what you're doing, and hope people watch the show. And I can't wait to talk to you for when the next Wednesday with Whit comes around. Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely, everybody. 10/13 new season comes out. Set the DVR. John, I will see you right back here next month.
All right. Whitney Reynolds.